94.1 FM, Frogtown Community Radio.
WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of that diversity and not the views of WFNU or Frogtown tuned in as a whole.
This hour of programming is brought to you by the following underwriter.
Looking for a new job? State of emergency. Don't talk to us about looting. Y'all are the looters. Black people are dying in a state of emergency. And so young people are responding to that. They are enraged, and there's an easy way to stop it.
We outside, we all tired of you. Cycle that goes by. Black bodies from strange fruit to cola. Quit playing, I'm done saying you owe us. We outside and we all tired and you know why. Same story every new cycle that goes by. Black bodies from strange fruit to cola. Quit playing, I'm done saying you owe us.
Original black man, turn the slaves on the ships at the flatland. From the same dark city, there's Batman. Can you read what's on my mind like a CAT scan? They owe us, they know it, they time up. I made my mind up to stay on this climb up. Weapons won't prosper, but go ahead and sign up. Get ye behind us or die in that lineup. We telling them, yelling and holler. That's why my melanin make me T'Challa. I am a legend, I move like a mannequin. Subtle, bring trouble, yo, peace, I'ma damage it. You lucky we only kill businesses. How they kill us on cameras with witnesses. We got problems with managing benefits. In this country, your skin make the differences. Government know what their mission is. Push prisons, push violence, push drugs. Try to silence us, label us thugs. Hate some street for us, that ain't enough, no. We got major issues with some paid officials. They done shot that boy outside and made a vigil. Said he had a knife, a gun, or was it tissue? Yeah, he was black and that's enough to issue. What they think of us and what they give you. Not a rapper, this is what I live through. They want me dead or in jail. I feel like the head on a nail. But we not gon' stop in these streets. I won't wait, I won't rest, sleep on top of the sheets. I won't mind, we won't all go and sign a release. You owe us, you know it, my G. Till then we got beef.
We outside and we all tired and you know why. Same story, every new cycle that goes by. Black bodies from strange fruit to cola. Quit playing, I'm done saying you owe us. We outside and we all tired and you know why. Same story, every new cycle that goes by.
Okay, okay. You're now tuned into Taupe Radio here at WFNU 94.1 FM, St. Paul Frogtown Community Radio. And that was Psychosis with Tamika Mallory with You Owe Us off the Find Me When You Wake Up project released in 2020. And not only was that song, you know, fire, you feel me? You know, powerful and everything. I also have Psychosis here with me today as a guest calling in live. Are you with me, Psychosis?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. How you feeling, man?
Man, wonderful, wonderful. Glad to hear you on here, man. Finally got you on here, man. How you doing?
Man, listen, that was a vanglorious way to introduce the second day of Black History Month, man. So I appreciate it. That. Appreciate you guys, you know, out of St. Paul rocking with us, man. I'm feeling blessed, man. How about yourself?
Man, same here, It's freezing outside, but the sun is out over here, man. What is it looking like down there where you at? And let them know where are you at and where you're from.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm from the south side of Chicago, man. It's 3 million feet of snow outside. It's cool, man. You know, you might see 5 or 6 lawn chairs or a card table for a parking space today. So I wouldn't pull it, man. If you ain't got to go nowhere, you know, just stay chill. But, you know, we blessed, like I said, man, moving forward regardless. So it's all good.
Oh, so basically y'all looking like Minnesota down there.
Yeah, we snowed in, bro. We ain't going nowhere. It's over with.
Hey, what's interesting was the year that I left in 2000, what was that, 11, that's when we had that, what was that, like 12 feet?
Man,
I think it was.
Yeah, like ridiculous. Like cars stuck on the expressway, you know.
Right.
I mean, but it's one of those things, you know, you get used to seeing, but you never get used to experiencing, you know. You like, why do I live here? Why am I not somewhere warmer? But then at the same time, every summer, you like, you know, I don't know, for those who never been, Chicago's one of the most beautiful cities in the world to come to in the summertime and kick it. But it's also one of the most dangerous cities to do that. So it's like a tale of two cities, man, which that song you just played, you know, kind of on a smaller scale or larger scale, I should say, talks about that because, you know, America's the same way, right? It's like, depending on where you at and what's going on in your life, it's a beautiful land of opportunity and, you know, prosperity. But then for a lot of people, it's like a walking landmine, and any wrong step, you know, you fall into poverty, you fall into violence, you fall into death, you know what I mean, drugs. So it's like to tell the two countries that, you know, we live in, that, you know, we still haven't really come up with a way to fix that yet. And we saw in 2020, you know, and it's continuing now, of people just like revolting against how things have been, you know, and wanting to change it. And as an artist, you know, I love being able to, you know, try to capture emotions, you know, from within me and from people around me, you know, to make records like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rest in peace, George. Rest in peace, Philando, you know, and absolutely. Yeah, that was deep, brother. that was deep right there, man. Before we get into some more music, you know, here at Talk Pay Radio, where we are productive and dedicated every day, we love to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries here, you know, and it is Aquarius season now. So shout out to all the Aquarius out there. Are there any Aquarius in your life that you would like to give a shout out to?
What's coming to the top of mind, you know, I just, you know, that project you played was one that was near and dear to me, but I just released another album recently called Mostly Me 3. And my lead single is called You Know Why. And my brother, Burris, who's on it, you know, his birthday's coming up on the night. So shout out to Burris and all the other Aquariuses that's out there in the world. May this be your season, even though it's freezing outside, but we love y'all anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. We also like to celebrate anniversaries here, so any wedding, job anniversaries, sobriety anniversary, which are our favorite here that you know of, that you would also like to celebrate for anyone out there?
Anniversaries, I'm trying to think of. Not anniversaries, but my one of my best friends just got married last weekend, so, you know, salute to him. Hopefully this time next year, we'll be celebrating their 1 year anniversary.
That's what's up. Congratulations. You know, hear from us all at Talk Pay Radio and WFNU. And is there another song of yours that you would like to get into?
Yeah, man. You know, if you got it over there, you know, I'd definitely love for the people to hear the single I just mentioned, which is called You Know Why. Just released a video on Monday, and the video made it to Vivo. It's on all streaming platforms, and just a real fun song. Is the video, you know, we're in the roller rink, the same roller rink where they filmed the movie Roll Bounce, believe it or not, you know. So we did a music video just trying to have some fun, some throwback fun, and it's just a energetic record and up tempo and just something different from me. So you know, I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, okay. You ready to get right into the new, right into it, huh? No doubt, man. Yes, that video was very, very colorful. Very, like you said, fun. It was a beautiful video, man. Especially coming from an independent artist, man. That was a beautiful video. Straight up.
Yeah,
so we about to get into the new single right here, Psychosis, You Know Why, featuring Burris. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it's Burris. Chris Burris is his real name. So, you know, he don't need no stage name, no introduction. He come from a huge family, and everybody just call him Burris. So that's where we go, Chris Burris. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're hearing it here first. Well, you know, if you ain't heard it on streaming platforms, Psychosis, You Know Why, featuring Burris. Okay.
Fresh line and now I'm activated. Slow down the block, enjoy the retros, got them captivated. Coast Cologne, I'm Post Malone, a rockstar ain't our baby. Post Patronus, Lagratona, got me feeling wavy. Three checks in one day, still fly, no runway. New whip like a spaceship, your girlfriend gon' come play. Freeze tag, now you're it, why sick, can't cure it. Test on my press button, she hot and wet like a Keurig. Oh my, got so many on my team, oh my. On the scene, no lie. All these women pick and choose. If she don't come on with you, then don't ask no confusion, no lie. Who you with? You're too thick, I think you're coming with me. Against the wall, against the law, and tell them come and get me. Hands up, it's money and it's money. Left side, right side, I tell them gonna switch. She see notes like tan butter, new kicks like air color. Talk that and another, what friends, these my brothers. Black chicks, we all in, 10 toes down, no falling. Take shots till we crawl in, go to work, why just call in? Oh my, got so many on my team, oh my. Realist on the scene, no lie. All these women pick and choose. If she don't come home with you, then don't ask so confusion, no lie. So many on my team, oh my. The list on the scene, no lie. All these women pick and choose. If she don't come home with you, then don't ask so confusion. You know why, you know why, you know why, you know why, you know why. Check on mermaids and oceans. If you know, you know love. Southside show no love. She's sexy, just text me. Her man lame is over. I'm not the one that she came with, but she's riding for the take, yeah. The cruise by like vacation. Combo shorter than the mother. Shot step we drinking. Oh my. Got so many on my team. Oh my. Realist on the scene. No lie. All these women pick and choose. If she don't come on with you, then don't act so confusion, no lie. Got so many on my team, no lie. Realist on the scene, no lie. All these women pick and choose. If she don't come on with you, then don't act so confusion, no lie. Got so many on my team, no lie. Realist on the scene.
Okay, okay, that was the new single, Psychosis, You Know Why, featuring Burris, here at Tall Pain Radio, where we are productive and dedicated every day. Shout out to Psychosis, man. Appreciate that one, man. Straight up, that's a banger right there. I like that one.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I mean, you've been hearing me make music for a long time, so you know, to come from, you know, battle rap mixtape days to music like that, you know, I actually consider it like, you know, a huge accomplishment, because it's very hard to switch your mind from like, all right, I'm only gonna rap about bars, to like, all right, I'm gonna still put bars in it, but it's gonna be something people can dance to.
Right.
And to try to find a good blend of it, you know what I mean, is harder than it sounds.
Right. Understood.
So, you know, I'm definitely felt great about that record, man, because I felt like people would still rock with it, and it's still some bars in there. Like I said, if you listen to them.
Definitely, definitely, and we definitely came a long way, man. You know what it was? It's been over 10 years now since I met you, man, and your grind has been awesome, man. It's Man, it's refreshing to see from the outside looking in. Definitely, and I'm proud of you, brother. Just want to let you know that.
Man, I really received that and appreciate it, bro. I'm proud of you, bro. We're doing the interview on the radio right now. That's a major thing.
You feel me?
We're moving forward, you know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed this, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have guessed this back then. Like, man, I'd be in Minnesota interviewing you like this on the radio, live here on St. Paul, in St. Paul, man. And God willing, man, this could bring you some new fans here in the Twin Cities. And, you know what I'm saying, in the future, maybe you could come and do a show for us, man, because the talent is good up here, too, man. I think you'll appreciate the music scene.
Trying to link up with some venues up there, but maybe now they'll rock with me since I'm on the radio in St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we was almost cool enough. Now maybe we're making nice.
Absolutely, man. We could definitely chop it up about that later on. But we're gonna get into our give our flower segment where we pay honor and respect to those who keeps us productive and dedicated every day. So is there someone in your life that you would like to give your flowers to and pay honor and respect to that keeps you productive and dedicated every day?
Man, my kids, honestly, right now, like that's the main thing that keeps me productive is, you know, last night my son, Avery, read a book to me about different animals in Africa, and we were sitting there with a globe and he's reading, he's five. And so watching him read the whole book by himself and, you know, ask questions and learn, like, that's all the motivation I need to keep, like, saying, all right, you got to get back up, get back to it, make a way for him that his path will be easier than yours, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, above me, you know, my grandma, my pops, my dad, you know, all of my brothers, but the most, you know, consistent motivation comes from seeing, you know, my son and my daughter, Emery, who's 4 months, seeing them every day and knowing what goals I have for them to be able to reach. And hopefully the work I'm doing now will make it easier for them.
Man, that's what's up, man. You being a family man is something that I've always looked to, especially how you can balance what you have going as far as your career and your family life, because I feel like that is so important as an artist nowadays. People don't understand that maintaining that type of balance is almost impossible, and you seem to do it well, brother, so I would like to commend you on that as well.
I appreciate it, man. It's definitely necessary. I think one thing, you know, if there's any artist listening, and it doesn't matter what genre it is, one thing that makes it easier for me is I'm only psychosis some of the time. You know what I mean? I'm Eric Roberts every day.
Gotcha. Right?
So, and people know me and I introduce myself as, hey, man, call me E. Say what's up. That takes some of the pressure off you having to be entertaining and be known and popular and all the other things that come along with being an entertainer. You know, I literally go into a room, and if you didn't know I was psychosis before I told you, then it ain't no reason for me to get on there with you, right?
Yeah,
I'm just going to be Eric in this room. You know what I mean? Because obviously it's not big enough yet for, like, if somebody like, hey, you psychosis, then it's a different situation.
Right.
That actually sounds counterintuitive, but it's actually very, very helpful for me and mental health-wise of, do you don't have to be, you know, chasing likes and follows and views and people saying your name constantly. Be Eric sometimes. You know what I mean? Just be a regular person. And me being Eric is definitely being with my family. You know what I mean? So that's definitely, you know, a big part of it.
Understood, man. And continue to do a wonderful job at it, man. And
I appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. And I would like to give my flowers to none other than my woman, Regina Warren, you know, who keeps me productive and dedicated every day. You know, if you're listening, you're holding it down, baby, and I appreciate you. I'm proud of you, all the hard work that you're doing. Not only are you working full-time, you know, and being a beautiful mother, you're also, you know, taking on these side hustles and everything and grabbed another job after going to school. You know, make sure y'all do y'all taxes, you know, I forgot the name right quick. My apologies. I think it's Liberty. I try to stay away from the IRS as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? And also going to school, you know, to receive her notary license as well. So be on the lookout for that as well. So shout out to you, baby. These flowers are for you, you know. And is there another song of yours, Psychosis, that you would like for the listening audience to hear?
Yeah,
you know,
man,
this show all about you, boy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
This
is dope. This is crazy. This is crazy. I appreciate it. You know, I mentioned a second ago, Almost Cool Enough. That was the name of a EP I put out, but it was also like a running joke. Like, it's something me and my brother Eldorado Jones would say all the time, of like, when you're trying to do all this stuff to make people think you famous, right? Like, oh man, listen, I got 1,000 views on that video, man. I'm almost cool enough. You know, it would be right. Kind of a thing, making fun of like the way the industry is set up. You know, it's like
right. The
industry is set up on this pedestal and, you know, celebrity culture or whatever. And that often distracts away from the actual talent. So, but you can't change that. You know, you can only try to figure out where you can fit in it. And so how do we bring actual talent into this, you know, clickbait culture and make people actually, you know, want to get engaged in it? And that's what that project was about. So there's a song on there I have called That's a Bet. And, you
know,
dedicated
to my friends.
My another song I got called Vainglorious, you know, that's dedicated to the city. But the song I would really like for you to play that I think is the sleeper, not so much a sleeper, but, you know, still haven't got its just due as it should and will, is the record called Brujita. And Brujita means little witch in Spanish. And this song is kind of like a sequel to another record that we'll get a chance to play, hopefully, called Worship. And this is telling a story of, like, the story that we don't hear a lot of music is, nah, bro, she was bad, and I'm going, and I fell in love with her. Like, in rap music, we just tell the other version, like, oh, she wants me, right?
Right.
But this is the story. It was like, nah, bro, she was bad, I'm going, I'm in love, I don't know what to do.
Right, right.
And that's the story guys don't say out loud except to each other. So it was like, all right, this is going to be a dope spin on what people are used to. And I think it just came out well, you know, with the little, you know, Spanish flair that we put on it. But it's real smooth, and it's telling a story. And if you're listening, in the first verse, it's actually, you know, I'm referencing some Black history points about me meeting basically with an Afro-Latina girl and me being blown away because she looks like me, but she speaks fluent Spanish. And I'm talking about, like, my mind is blown because I don't understand how that's possible the first time it actually happened to me.
Right.
And before I understood that our ancestors came from the same place and there was different stops on the transatlantic slave trade. So anyway, it's poignant right now as well.
Now, to the listening audience, if you've been following Talk Pay Radio, you will know that this song is no stranger here to Talk Pay Radio. You know, it was definitely in rotation when it first came out. So here it is, Psychosis with Brujita from the Almost Cool Enough project. Talk Pay Radio. Okay, okay.
Just me and you. Just me and you.
Mom, it's cold in here.
Mira, mi brujita, mi favorita. Sabes, te amo porque estás jugando, hey. You know you got me stuck under your spell.
You know you got me.
I'm hypnotized, no lie, no you can tell.
Hey.
Mi brujita, mi favorita. Sabes, te amo porque estás jugando,
you
hey.
Know.
You know you got me stuck under your spell.
Under your spell.
I'm hypnotized, no lie, no you can tell.
No you can tell.
If they save lives, I guess I'm born again.
Amen.
Cause I've been face down in your mercy, hurt me, born to sin. A Gemini and she took both of me, ain't that a so fat and switch. When she walk by, they feel inadequate.
Yes.
Mocha coffee, complete.
reflection, but speaking fluent Spanish. My body comprehended, my mind couldn't understand it. Guess our ancestors was close to float on different boats, but now we physical. When this pick and roll, she gon' hit the post. Thought I was giving go, she calling isolation. Told me to bend the knee, call her queen, no annihilation. And I'm like, damn, Khaleesi, just understand you need me just as much as I need you for midnight rendezvous. They call us Los Morenos, we both one and the same. She snapping off like Thanos, neighbors thinking we insane. She prays to Santa Muerte soon as I leave the house. She load the clip for me, keep a lighter inside her blouse. Pow.
Mi bruita, mi favorita, sabes te amo porque está sudando, hey. You know you got me stuck under your spell.
You know you
I'm hypnotized, no lie, no you can tell.
Hey.
Mi bruita, mi favorita, sabes te amo porque está sudando, hey. You know you got me stuck under your spell.
Under your spell.
I'm hypnotized, no lie, no you can tell.
No, you can tell.
A ride or die chick, like locks in 99. She keep her locks to her behind and ain't afraid to reclaim her time. She stay low-key, talking cheap, make you pay your fee. This ain't no free. When she speak, they get weak and geek like AOC.
Yes.
Plus, they know we.
What?
A different breed, blowing strand of a different seed. I don't smoke, but that's different.
Different.
And I like a high. Comments are dated. Clothing is overrated. Them panties is still debated.
Love light.
Like PMW, trouble you if you think about it. Pull me a potion, I'm probably hoping I think without it. La Santaria, she's standing that down there perfect. I seen this movie before. I'm lighting candles in worship.
Work it.
Mi bruita, mi favorita.
My favorite.
Sabes te amo porque está sudando, hey. You know you got me stuck under your spell.
You know you got me.
I'm hypnotized, no lie, no you can tell.
Hey.
Mi bruita, mi favorita. Sabes te amo porque está sudando, hey. You know you got me stuck under your spell.
Under your spell.
I'm hypnotized, no lie, no you can tell.
No you can tell.
Americana. Mexicana, Dominicana, Cubana, Boricua, Colombiana, Argentina, todos.
Okay, Psychosis with Bruita. Excuse me, off the Almost Cool Enough project. Man, how long it take you to learn that, man?
Learn what? The words?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I actually, you know, I speak a little bit of Spanish, so I didn't really have to learn it.
Oh, okay.
It was more about making it make sense, because when you so what it's saying is mi brujita, my little witch, mi favorita, my favorite, sabes te amo, you know I love you, por qué estás jugando, why are you playing? So if you translate it to make, like, my biggest task was making it make sense in both languages. Like, it rhymes in Spanish, but it also makes sense when you translate it in English.
Right.
That's some rapper stuff, you know. Probably the average person wouldn't even care, but that's what I was thinking about, and I was picturing. So quick backstory, you know, I was really, you know, I won't say a movie buff, but you know, certain movies I really love. Me and one of my closest friends, who I shout out on That's a Bet, who's on the album cover with me, his name is Ant. We call him Ant D's. One of our favorite movies is Desperado with Selma Hayek.
Okay.
If you saw it, you know why. And so, if you saw the movie, right, there's a story within a story where Antonio Banderas' character, he's like teaching the kid how to play the guitar.
Okay.
And then he gets in a gunfight or something, and then kid's still walking up to him. He finds out the kid's like smuggling dope in the guitars, and he's like telling him, he reached the kid's like, Malito, man, you cannot play this guitar. I don't know why, when we was 18 or 19 years old, that was like the funniest thing in the world. So for like 20 years, like, we just would random things would happen and we would bring that up, like, hey, Malito, man, you can't play this guitar.
Right.
So when I
right.
heard this beat, I instantly was thinking about that movie and that song, and so I was like, all right, I gotta make it feel like that film.
Yeah, that beat, like, is fire, you know, man. Who produced that?
Man, he actually is a Canadian producer named From the North, and a lot of my beats, you know, a lot of my tracks on that project and the newer one are from international producers, man, and just trying to, like, spread out the sound. Like, you wouldn't expect a guy from Canada to make this dope Spanish sounding guitar record, but he did. So I got producers from Germany, from Switzerland, from Finland, from Russia. I got producers from all over the world on these records with me to make something that sounds and feels different, you know, than what we normally hearing.
Wow. That's fire, man. Straight up like that. But we're going to get into the I Got Action segment right now, where we offer employment and educational opportunities here at Talk Pay Radio. And I wanted to get this time for you to talk about your new project, but more so the NFT side of it all. Would you care to break that down for us here at Talk Pay Radio?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, I go by Psychosis. That's S-Y-C-O-S-I-S. My new album is called Mostly Me 3, and it's the third installment of albums called Mostly Me. And the reason why I did that is because all of the legends had, like, some sort of series. Wayne did it. Jay did it. You know, you get it. But anyway, if you have, if you check it out and you find the album, you'll notice that the album cover is like a coin, and it's two M's and a three at the bottom. The design was intentionally to be, you know, designed that way as if it was like cryptocurrency, because we released same album cover as an NFT. So it's like you buying, you know, a crypto version of the album. And currently right now, all three album covers from the Mostly Me series, including the newest one, are in an NFT collection I have on OpenSea. So OpenSea is a NFT platform where you can, you know, shop and sell and mint NFTs for those people who are still curious exactly how it works. But the best way I would describe it is kind of like, you know, a trading cards or, you know, Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh cards, you know. But these are things that can have contracts associated with them, so that as they change hands, you can keep a record of who owned it and who owned it before you, and each person, the originator of that content, can get a royalty from it. So, for example, if I sell an NFT for $100, I can say that each subsequent transaction, everybody after me that resells it, I'm going to get a 10% royalty. So I can sell it today, and maybe it's $100, but maybe 10 years from now, I'm super famous, right? And now it's worth $1 million. Well, I'm going to get 10% of that too.
So,
you know what I mean? So if it's a dope thing you can do.
So if I buy the album, am I purchasing the NFT as well, or is that separately?
No, other way around. So if you get the album, you know, through the streaming platforms, it's just the music.
Right.
But in this case, if you buy the NFT, it comes with a downloadable high resolution wave copy of the album. Mm. So you can keep, you know, collectible, you know, you can keep the music, but it also, the NFT becomes something now you have the option of holding it, just like crypto. You can hold it and wait till the value goes up, and you can sell it to somebody else, right? So it's more like a collectible thing, but it's also a dope way to directly support artists, because I think everybody knows now streaming platforms do not pay artists nearly as much as people think that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you get millions of streams, you know, most albums stream at less than a penny per stream. So artists are always looking for ways to get, you know, directly supported, whether it's merch or, in this case, NFTs, you know, is a real dope way to do it. So, yeah, I have an NFT collection right now called Mostly Me. It's on OpenSea.io, and you can go check it out right now, as well as you can check out the album, as I mentioned, on streaming platforms like Spotify, Pandora Music, Vivo, you know, Amazon, everything that you can find music on, you should find it.
And have you released the project, or is it coming?
The album came out Friday. The album came out Friday, and the NFT is also out now. So they're both out as of right now.
Oh, I cannot find it on Apple Music, man. Is it?
You know what? The distributor had, that's probably why you couldn't find it. Distributor had an issue loading it, so Apple Music might be the only place you won't find it yet. It should be on there by the end of the week.
Dang.
But it's on everywhere else, including some free platforms like SoundCloud, Audio Mac, YouTube Music. So even if you don't have subscriptions or don't want to sign up a new one, you can definitely check it out on those places too.
And there it is for the I Got Action segment, where we offer employment and educational opportunities. Here is your chance to invest in some artwork. I like to consider these NFTs artwork, because that's what they are. It's like going to a museum and buying a painting off the wall and holding it, and like he said, God willing, the value of it will increase, and you can either hold it or sell it. So here was an opportunity for the listening audience. You hear me? Remember, Psicosis, Psicosis, Mostly Me 3 NFT album cover. Go purchase it. And the music comes with it. So not only do you have a chance to invest in the art in the NFT, you also get the music as well. So before we get into the next music, we're going to go to the event section, and we have an event that was sent to us, and it goes as Black Business Entrepreneurs Month. And Kingdom Builders Worship Center are currently accepting vendors while they host a Black Business pop-up event every Saturday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you are interested in becoming a vendor, please contact them at 651-252-4727 or email them at kbwcmnl@gmail.com. So it's $30 for a table at Kingdom Builders Worship Center, 300 Bates Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55106. So they are, once again, they are accepting vendors as they host the Black Business Entrepreneurs Month, a pop-up event every Saturday. So Saturday, February 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you have a small business and, you know, you want another opportunity, here's a chance. $30 a table. You know, at Kingdom Builders Worship Center, 300 Bates Avenue here in St. Paul, Minnesota. And for more information, you could call the overseer Gregory M. Oates and First Lady Emily Oates at 651-252-4727. Once again, at 651-252-4727. $30 a table to be a vendor at the pop-up event for Black Business Entrepreneurs Month. So any entrepreneurs out there who would like to sell their merchandise or whatever they got going on, $30 a table. You really can't beat that nowadays. Kingdom Builders Worship Center right here in St. Paul, 300 Bates Avenue. And one more time, the number is 651-252-4727. Now, Psicosis, since I don't have the new album here, on Apple Music, because that's what I'm playing the music off of. So you get paid two ways. One off Apple Music, you know, and another way from us here at WFNU. What song would you like to play next?
I'm a send it to you so you have it for yourself anyway to check out.
Appreciate
but
that.
If you can play Worship from the Mostly Me 2 album, that would be dope. I think we just played Brujita, so let me know if that's one you got. If not, then I got another one in mind.
Oh yeah, I got you on your. See, you're one of the this. I was gonna get into this later, but I'm gonna get into it right now. This man, this is why I rock with you so heavy, Psicosis, man. You come prepared. I have. Not only is there the explicit versions here on Apple Music, but there are also the clean versions here on Apple Music that I can play on the radio. You know, I don't know what's going on in these artists' head nowadays, but
absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of artists never think about it, like don't understand the value of it. But my goal is to do everything that the professional artists do. So if your favorite artist
you would think,
on
right.
Friday, he gonna have a clean and explicit version of his album. Now, we may never listen to the clean version, but people in professional settings will, right? So radio stations, DJs, people in schools, people in classrooms and office meetings, they want to turn on that album. They can't play the explicit version. So by me being somebody who worked in professional settings or was around, like basketball coaches, like, yo, I want to play your album in practice, but I can't because I don't got a clean version.
Right.
But, you know, you ain't never going to have a problem again because those settings get it out there, as well as the obvious one, which is, you know, what we're doing right now, which is radio. So, you know, for any artists out there, you know, make sure you leave the studio with the explicit and the clean version and the instrumental version. We'll talk about why you need all three. But go ahead and upload them to those platforms. You know, it'll do you a favor in the long run, which is right now, right, for me. Right now it's paying off. So make sure y'all do that.
Listen, artists, that's how he gets paid twice today. You know what I'm talking about? So we have Worship featuring the homie Chris from Psychosis off the Mostly Me 2 album here at Talk Pay Radio. Okay, okay.
Worship, 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 worship.
Oh my goddess, yeah, she the hottest, that's plain and simple. I bring on out your Holy Spirit if I bless the temple. I slow it down, speed it up, yeah, I switch the tempo. Just make sure when you bust it back, you pop it like a pimple. I know that's nasty, ooh, you know I like it. Ooh, you so enticing, ooh, I'm so excited. Your bitches look the bestest, ooh, I wanna bite it. I can see it in your eyes, don't deny it, I know you like it. I know you need that, and I'll supply it. Got that exclusive, and you should try it. The aura that I'm feeling, chilling, it does something to me. I'm shooting half her shots, I miss it, just forget you knew me. You know I need that, I can't deny it, and I will worship before I try it.
Now I'ma break it down real simple. If you go inside, she controlling your mental. Damn the sentence, flip my word upside down. Fresh prince, I've been praying to her presence ever since. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. Her body is a temple.
In a trance, the way she dance, she got me hypnotized. I watch them hips and thighs and visualize, so ain't no big surprise that my tongue and wallet out. Now what's this all about? I took some shots, she took some shots, she's standing up, I'm falling out. I hit the ground, she climbed on top and said these words to me. This different, if you taste it, you gon' worship me. These pretty senior bouncing, sit up perfectly. You see my head, you spin my scent again, I did this purposely. Now you gon' pay like you wait, just like your rent due. And pray twice a day, cause with the info.
She said my body is a temple. Now I'ma break it down real simple. If you go inside, she controlling your mental. Damn the sentence, flip my word upside down. Fresh prince, I've been praying to her presence ever since. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. Her body is a temple.
I never saw this coming, but it's happening. I hit it once and tried to quit, but now I'm back again. It's like I'm in jail in a cell, from inhaling her smell. I can't tell if this hell.
But I'm back into action, a slave to her satisfaction. She give it to me in rations, I take it all when it happens. Wanna break up like fractions, but way too deep in this passion. And her walls like D4L and ATL, back to snapping, ayy. Perhaps relaxing would get me out of this jam. I just liked all 4,000 pics she posted on Instagram. Listen fam, this ain't normal, she burning candles, they purple. Drawing stars in the circles and speaking to me nonverbal. In my head, floating bed, am I scared? What you mean? She a demon, she a devil, she a sinner, she my queen. I'm her servant, it's perfect, we working just like what she said. I don't trust her but lust her, and plus she like it when I beg. I'm a slave, she a master at getting me to confess whatever it is she wants before she asks me. This
is
your
body is a temple. Now I'ma break it down real simple. If you go inside, she controlling your mental. Damn the sentence, flip my word upside down. Fresh prince, I've been praying to her presence ever since. She make me wanna worship, 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 worship. She make me wanna
wanna worship, 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 make me wanna worship, 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 make me wanna worship, 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 worship. Her body is a temple.
I never saw this coming, but it's happening. I hit it once and tried to quit, but now I'm back again. It's like I'm in jail in a cell, from inhaling her smell. I can't tell if this hell.
Okay, okay, Psychosis featuring the homie Chris with Worship off the Mostly Me 2 project. Oh man, I'm always forgetting to pause it there. Yeah, so yeah, Psychosis, we gonna get into a more you and your background a little bit more these next few minutes, man. So can you explain to us how you came up with the name Psychosis?
Yeah, man. I actually always have to explain it because people are like, where'd you get that from?
Okay, okay. So that's pretty common for you, huh?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm aware it ain't easy to say, but it came from a real place. So I grew up with, like I said, from the south side of Chicago, but I had two older cousins who lived on the west side of Chicago, and they was like true, you know, MCs, you know, from the era, you know, Big Daddy Kane, EPMD, you know what I'm saying? They from that era.
Okay.
So when I told them, you know, they used to rap, you know, I saw my cousin Skeet showed me my first MPC and drum machine. So I learned to love hip hop from being around them, being around Burris and other people older than me, you know, that just were more educated on it. So when I became, you know, about 11, 12 years old, I'm like, yo, I think I want to start rapping. My cousin told me, he's like, look, you know, if you want to be a MC, you know, the best thing to do is build your vocabulary, right? You want to have a strong command of, you know, your words. You want to, you know, be able to pull words out the sky, right?
Right.
He's like, what you should do is go home and read the dictionary and just go through and learn as many words as you can through the dictionary, right? So I was like, bet. So I am reading the dictionary for like 2 weeks straight. And then I come across the word psychosis, which is actually spelled with a P, right?
Right.
The real word with a P. And at the time, when I'm, you know, sixth grade, this same time where people like, you know, you got two different things happening. You got like Biggie Pac, you know, era, and then you got Cash Money, No Limit era coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like telling people stuff like, man, I really like, you know, Big Pun more than I like Biggie. And I remember telling people like, man, I like Lil Wayne more than I like Juvenile. And people used to just call me crazy for saying stuff like that.
Right. Like, I would have been one of the ones calling you crazy. Trust me. I would have been the same way.
It's understood. But I had good arguments. We could have an argument if you want.
Right.
But to the fast forward now, right, would anybody argue that Lil Wayne is not better than Juvenile now?
I still kind of argue it a little bit. 400 degrees was just that big to me.
It was. But back then, right.
But no, I'm with you. I'm with you, though.
Now we just call it unpopular opinion, but back then it was, I'm dying on these hills in hip hop, right? Or me saying like Method Man was my favorite person in Wu-Tang. It was just stuff that people wasn't supposed to say.
Right.
And so when I came across the word psychosis, that was like somebody who kind of sees the world in their own reality. I was like, this is perfect.
Gotcha.
This is me. You know, it's actually like a precursor to like mental illness, but you know, psychosis is where you see, hear, or believe things that other people can't see, hear, or believe, you know.
Gotcha.
And different severities of it, you know, can be detrimental to people. But when I saw that, I was like, perfect. But I was like, the problem with this is the word is too long. It's just way too long. Like, I only have 15 letters in this word. So I just spelled it phonetically, S-Y-C-O-S-I-S. And then my other cousin, like I mentioned, he was also a tagger, right, because they came from that ace, because I was like, this would be dope because he could tag, you know, these S's. There's three of them, you know,
right,
at the beginning, one, yeah, two at the end. He could make these look dope, and that's just literally how it came to be. So that's the story.
Hey, man, that's what's up. That's what's up. It's crazy how we use a lot of these words and don't really know the full meaning of them, you know, and because I know that's one of them as well. So are you signed? Do you have your own label? What's with that?
I have an independent music publishing company that we rerun called Greater Than Self Entertainment. And we do, you know, we license our own music. We publish and distribute music. One of the biggest things that I do other than releasing records is I do something called sync licensing.
Okay.
Sync licensing is where you are able to get your music in television and film. You know,
right.
You and I talked about briefly before. So with sync licensing, I've been able to get my music in Sunny Delight commercials, episodes of Law and Order, Chicago Med, Chicago PD. I most recently in 2021 landed in an episode of the show The Family Business on BET, a Bruce Willis movie called Midnight in the Switchgrass. And so this year, this album, as well as some other records that aren't on the album, you know, I'm going heavy on, you know, pitching it to music supervisors and getting it out there. So hopefully every song on this joint will end up in a TV show, a movie, a film, a commercial or something, you know what I mean? That's really my goal. And that, for artists, and that's for any genre, and producers, that is, in my opinion, by far the most lucrative way to make money in this industry without having to be famous and without having to come up with a budget to travel the world. You know, because, of course, touring is great, but now with the pandemic, you know, it's harder to do. Venues are less likely to help it. The capacity numbers are lower. So I would say if you can get your music associated with a brand, it not only boosts your revenue from, like, royalties and also streaming, because people will go Shazam it. If they really like the song, they'll go find it. Like,
right.
What was that? But it'll also get you, you know, money up front with the sync, and it'll get you revenue that comes in every quarter. So that, to me, changes everything, because now once you're able to, then you just can create, you know, the pressure of making music and hoping to get X amount of streams or X amount or whatever is out the picture. Because, like, that song you just played, Worship, last summer we got, you know, a plaque from Spotify for 1 million streams, which is great, and it's great promo and great marketing. But 1 million streams is not going to change your life, you know, not unless you do it 1 million times. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So you, even that, which is a goal I'm very proud of, it's not enough to live off of, right? So
Right. Something
like sync licensing, to me, is a game changer that I highly recommend. You know, anybody out there listening, you know, who, even if you don't record music, you just write music for other people, it's a path in it. So, you know, hit me up, man. I'd love to talk to anybody about it. Sync license.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm about to come holler at you. Probably later on today. I know y'all snowed in. Y'all ain't going nowhere. So I'll probably hit you up later on today. So before we get out of here, you know, keep in mind the last song we want to play here. Let them know where they can find you and what you got coming next.
Man, as I said, you can find me social media, SYCOSIS. Everything's at Psychosis, or if you Google me, Psychosis Music, you'll find, you know, videos and all of my releases. You can also go to my website, psychosismusic.com. I post, you know, show dates. I post new albums and music, new merch, the NFT, everything I'm trying to do at once, and real estate, because I'm also a real estate agent in Illinois and Indiana. So you're trying to get right, holler at me on that
too.
But those are the, you know, the ways to find me. And as far as the music, of course, you know, like I mentioned, you can find it on almost every streaming platform that's out there. You know, support, share it, tag me, you know, post it. You can also find it, I forgot to mention, probably the most important place to find my music is in stories, right? This is a huge thing for artists, if you're listening. Having your stories available in, like, Facebook story, or your music available on Facebook or Instagram stories or TikTok or Snapchat, because then people are, it's easier for them to share it, right? They can,
right.
They already about to post a picture of themselves.
Yep.
And they just look in the library and they find your music. So Psychosis Music, all of my music is available on all of the social media that have music and stories. You can find mine there too. So share it, tag me in it as well. I appreciate it.
And what's the last song you want to leave these people with, man?
I don't know if I know I sent you the link. I don't know. Are you able to access anything from it?
Probably not at this moment, by us being pressed for time.
But no, that's
my apologies. Right,
so what I would love to leave with is Bars in the Kitchen, off of Mostly Me Too. Bars in the Kitchen, you know, it's featuring my brother, the homie Chris, who you heard on Worship, my partner Eldorado Jones, Case the Producer out of Chicago. And Bars in the Kitchen is a fun record to make. It's actually more of like a trap sound, something that's also different for me. But it's just, if you listen to it, it's really about how we started. It's how we started freestyling in the lunchroom. So the song sound, you know, you talk about bars in the kitchen, like you're talking about, like, you know, cooking up dope in the kitchen. But we flipped that to be like, yo, we literally started spinning our bars in a lunchroom kitchen. Like, right. That's where we started perfecting our craft. So just a clever little twist on what sounds like a traditional trap song.
Man, Psychosis, brother. Thank you for joining us here at Taupe Radio on WFNU. You know, you welcome anytime, man.
I appreciate you, man. And big shout out again to everybody in the Twin Cities. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to coming out there and rocking with y'all real soon.
Well, let's get it. Bars in the Kitchen, Psychosis, off the Mostly Me Too sound, off the Mostly Me Too project, excuse me. Okay, okay.
The way that gets worse, a lot of gonna hate you, especially you taking their fans, taking their bands. Wanna lead a man, smile at your face, take a chance, don't move hand to hand. You never touch it, this is the game, you gotta love it. DJs ain't your friend, they ask for a budget, don't get in your feelings when money the subject, just stay on your grind. Remember why you did this first, don't lie on the line in your verse. Be true to yourself, but keep a bang on shelf, cause this ain't the place to get help above all else.
Let's get back to business, leaving no witness. Killing the game, take sides at your angle, new form whipping. Bankers on winning, the rest is a given. We're counting this money on hundreds, like we cooking bars in the kitchen.
Watch out, I count it up.
Came in with a mountain of bucks. Yeah, we in a different division. I gotta put start on my
ass. Yo, what's in my kitchen?
My partner, some dogs, we not kidding. We cooking the bars in the kitchen.
I got concepts in my cabinet. I got dope flows on my stove. Every bar in the pot is a jar in the pot. When I stir it, I cover my nose. I got a dope line at my back door. You already know what that's for. 6 in the morning, clucks on my window, begging, asking for metaphors. Similes in my pantry. It's a pantry, cause it's fancy. I got royalty checks that I ain't cash yet that I keep in the ceiling with a fan beat.
Too focused to recognize struggle. Overcame pain when I hustle. It's kill or be killed, and I cannot die. I push the issue with muscle. I'm by myself and they solo. I'm pumping the bass on the Lolo. I got the loudest, making them dance. Whoop, there go the Bobos. They just don't get it, they clueless. We moving online, it ain't foolish.
Let's get back to business. Leaving no witness. Killing the game, take sides at your angle. New form whipping. Bankers on winning, the rest is a given. We counting this money on hundreds, like we cooking bars in the kitchen.
Watch out, I count it up.
Came in with a mountain of bucks. Yeah, we in a different division. I gotta put start on my engine. My partner, some dogs, we not kidding. We cooking the bars in the kitchen.
True, true,
foo-foo. Southside know what to do-do. And most of the time, these lying about flipping pies, but what's new-new? Fans lazy, they know better. Still give them a pass, but I'm co-redder. That's next to keen to flow extra clean. I keep an extra beam to leave you so wetter. That's the difference between me and you. If I get to mirror, I need tier two. In a Panamera, take a panoramics out of Panama from my point of view. You local, that's a joke to me. Go global like you're supposed to be. Casting checks in my business name, that's a bigger game on how you supposed to eat.
Let's get back to business. Leaving no witness. Killing the game, take shots at your angle. New form whipping. Bankers on winning. The rest is a given. We counting this money on hundreds like we cooking bars in the kitchen.
Bars in the kitchen.
Watch how I count it up.
Watch how I
round it up. Came in with a mountain of bucks. Yeah, we in a different division. I gotta put start on my engine. My partner, some dogs, we not kidding. We cooking the bars in the kitchen.
FNULP, St. Paul, 94.1 FM, Frogtown Community Radio.
WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of that diversity and not the views of WFNU or Frogtown tuned in as a whole.